Hey girly girls, and welcome back to the pod. I literally feel like I haven't recorded an episode in forever, and I think that's because earlier this month I was on top of my game. I was literally recording episodes 2 weeks in advance, okay? Like, bruh, who does that? But I mean, now I'm here, so I didn't record anything last week just because I was exhausted. And yeah, you know, needed to take a break, but I'm here now and I'm super excited. So let's just get into the best and worst of the week. So for the best of the week, it was definitely a new show that I found and may or may not have watched it all in 2 days. So that is Grand Army on Netflix, and it's a show about these teenagers at a high school, Brooklyn, and it's about everything they're going through. So it follows a few different characters and they're each going through something different. One guy is gay. Another girl is trying to discover her sexuality, I guess, in some ways. Another girl is dealing with the aftermath of betrayal from her friends and a break of her privacy, I guess to say in light terms. But I don't really want to spoil it. But if you have Netflix, I would highly suggest, and it's really good. I think it's only like 10 episodes, but I would think they'd have a season 2. And my sister also watched it in 2 days, and we usually don't like the same shows. So that was pretty impressive that we both liked it. And yeah. So for the worst of the week, it's just like school stuff. It's been really stressful and super overwhelming. And I really haven't been doing the best in school. Honestly, I think I just forgot like how to study normally. If I'm being honest, that's probably why. But also it's just a lot. And everything's very overwhelming and it's just a lot of work and it's really hard to keep up, and I feel like I'm doing everything just to like keep up and that I'm just like average, I guess. And usually in school I do fairly well, like I would say better than the average person, but right now not really. And today is Friday morning. And I have 2 quizzes later today. And just these past 2 weeks, I've had like so many quizzes or tests. And I think that's because Thanksgiving break is coming up, so everyone's trying to finish their units. But again, it's just super stressful and it's a lot. And yeah, I had a math test or math quiz the other day. And it was a 6 question quiz and you had to get 3 out of the 6. To get 100, and it was multiple choice, right? So I got 3 out of 6 right, but one of them I guessed. So I'm either gonna get a 33% for if she considers it a 2 out of 3 or a 100. So we're still trying to figure that out. Little anxious about that. Could possibly make my grade like a 56, but you know, we will see. Yeah. Trying not to stress too much about it. I cried about it the other day, but I was like, this isn't really helping me. So yeah, I hate AP calculus and it literally needs to die. Cool. Thanks. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. Oh my God. It feels so weird recording. Like I literally haven't recorded in forever. I know I keep saying that, but like, you know. Okay. So a week or two ago, I don't remember, maybe it was a few days ago, I've honestly lost track of time. I don't know if anyone else can relate, but yeah. So I put a poll on my Instagram story about like what type of episode people would want, and it was one of those quiz things, you know? So I had a life update, how to be a good friend, some important qualities of being a good friend, this episode, and then talking about like acne and stuff, and an overwhelming amount of people wanted this episode. So here we are, and if I'm being honest, I was really trying to avoid this episode, But people kept suggesting it to me, like multiple people too, multiple times, and I was just like, I guess I have to now. But here we are, just me facing my fear. And if you didn't read the title of this episode, then well, but just kidding. Today I'm going to be talking about junior year, college search things, and how I've been feeling just about the future in general related to like college and stuff, I guess. And before we get all into that, we have a little quote of the week, which I think is really good. And yeah, so I'm going to read that to you now. It is, "Learning to be comfortable with feeling uncomfortable is one of the most liberating things you can do." And I mean, that's exactly what I'm doing right now, because I definitely feel a little uncomfortable right now. I really don't like thinking about the future. It just kind of makes me like realize how unprepared I am and how much like I don't know. And as someone who always likes to know what's gonna happen and how to do stuff, that can be pretty overwhelming and really scary. And I just don't like the unknown. But I'm here facing my fear in front of however many people, the five people that listen to this. No, I'm kidding. And I'm sure a lot of people feel this way too. So let me know if you can relate. Let me know if you're worried about college, the college search, future stuff in general. Just let me know. I'd love to know. And also, don't forget to leave a review, subscribe, follow, do all the things. You already know the drill. We've had a lot of reviews coming in recently, so thank you to everyone who's been listening and leaving a review. I really appreciate it. And I even put one of them on my Instagram that I just chose at random. So I'm thinking maybe every month I'll just do like a review of the month. So if you want to be featured on that, leave a review. Super easy. You just go to Apple Podcasts. If you don't have that, then don't worry about it. It's totally okay. And I just appreciate that you're listening. So, junior year, as I have said earlier, is currently super stressful, to say the least. I guess that's how I would put it lightly. I would say I've never had so many mental breakdowns from school until this year. Like, school has never bothered me. I've never really struggled in school. I would say that I've never really had to try that much in school. It's always been like a little bit here, a little bit there. This year, no. This year, I actually have to try, which everyone who's listening to this who's been trying in school is like, just shut up. And I'm like, oh, sorry. I'm not saying like I'm this genius person or whatever, but my school is fairly easy, I would say, compared to other schools. But yeah. So I had KYA last week, which stands for Kentucky Youth Assembly, and it's pretty much just this conference thing among all these different schools in Kentucky, and it's like student government, I guess. So pretty much 3 hours after school on Friday, that's why I didn't get to record an episode, because busy doing that. And then on Saturday, I did homework almost all day. And then again on Sunday. So I was doing work for much longer than I would have liked. And it was just very overwhelming. And yeah. And honestly, I'm just absolutely exhausted. I'm so tired from school, and I just feel like I can't keep up, and that I only have time for school, that I never have time to do anything fun or anything that I want to do. And I mean, yesterday I tried to take a break from homework. It was around 4 p.m. and my mom asked me to go with her to the park to let our dog Tilly run around. So I did that, and I did notice that when I came back, I was more focused to do my work, which was good. So again, take breaks. They're super helpful. I know it might feel like in the moment you have to do everything right now. Like, I need to finish this now, 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 now. I get into that mindset too. I totally understand how that feels, but trust me, you have time to take a break. It's okay. And I think I've just been having an overwhelming amount of work just because things bring, it's like with bills and you have the House and the Senate and you have to pass a bill. You can be in one of the courts and debate over a specific case. It's pretty fun. So I was doing that last Thursday and Friday, right? So I missed 2 days of school for a freaking all-day digital conference, and literally the last day, I didn't even do anything the whole time. I was just sitting there watching, and pretty much I was making TikToks the whole time. I was just sitting in my kitchen making TikToks, eating popsicles. I've been obsessed, like obsessed with peach outshine bars. Holy crap, they're literally so yummy. Oh my gosh. My dad gets mad at me because I eat them way too fast. Like, I'll have two in a day. It's really not good. Hashtag my strange addiction. Okay, so back to KYA. So I had to miss 2 days of school, right? So I had to make up a lot of work. On Friday, I did homework for Thanksgiving break is coming up soon. It's around like 2 weeks or whatever. So everyone's trying to finish their units and they all do it at the same time. So I'm pretty sure next week I'm gonna have probably like a test or quiz every day. I mean, these past 2 weeks I will have had seven quizzes or tests. It might not seem like a lot, but it's felt like quite a lot. And I'm just so tired. I'm bored. I'm tired. I want it to be Thanksgiving. I want it to be break. But even over Thanksgiving break, I'm gonna have work to do. I'm gonna have to write like two essays for my English class. And I don't even understand the prompt. And then I'm gonna have to read like a whole book for English. My English teacher really just said, I don't care that you're on break. You're doing more classwork than you would be doing when you're in normal school. So that's my life. I'm hoping that yours isn't as stressful and that your teachers have been kind and nice and not as generous with the homework load. So moving on to college things, college mindset, whatever. I just want to talk a minute about imposter syndrome. And I would say that I have that about college and a lot of things. I say this in a lot of my episodes, which is kind of funny, but I really want to do an episode just about imposter syndrome. So let me know if you'd be interested in that. You can DM me or whatever, or comment on an Instagram post, slide up on a story, whatever. Just let me know. And I just feel like I'm not good enough to get into a quote unquote good school, whatever that means. And even if I did get in to, let's say, the best school I could possibly get into, I would probably still feel that way. I would still feel like I'm not supposed to be here, like this was an accident, I shouldn't be here, my grades aren't good enough, I wasn't doing well enough in school, everyone else here is smarter than me, you know? And I don't know, I just feel like I don't even know what I would write a college essay about. Because my life is so boring, and I feel like I'm just not special and wouldn't really stand out. I would say I just feel pretty average at the moment, and everyone always for college stuff, they're like, do what you can to make yourself stand out. You have to stand out. But like, I don't know how to do that. And I feel like my extracurriculars aren't enough. I mean, last year I had volleyball, community service, I started my blog, and because of quarantine and the pandemic, I didn't play volleyball. I haven't been doing community service, and the only thing that I really kept up with, kind of, but also not really, is my blog and then now the podcast. But even for my blog, I took a 2 week break, still debating whether or not I'm gonna post. I was just getting so overwhelmed, and it was just a lot of stuff to be doing, and it was super stressful. And as I said, school has been so overwhelming, so I just decided to take a break. And also, I'm not really in any clubs this year because I'm online and the majority of my school is in person. So all the club meetings are in person. And I even had a club meeting, which I was supposed to go to, that I found out on Instagram and that my friends who were in the club didn't say anything to me about it, which kind of pissed me off because I feel like if I was doing something that I knew my friend was supposed to be in, then I would remind them. But the person who did this has been the same person where if I miss something or I'm late to something, they're not gonna remind me to join, or that, hey, like we have class right now, or hey, you don't want to miss this, even though I do that for that person, and it really just pisses me off. Yeah. And my grades are fine, I guess. I said this like a week ago. Right now they're not. They're a little less than fine, specifically math and now history, since I got like a 70 something on a multiple choice quiz. I hate multiple choice. Like I just can't do it, okay? It's so bad. And I think I have an A average, but who knows right now? Because I have a B in Spanish. I'm in Spanish 5, y'all. It's during class, all we do is like watch Spanish movies, and right now we're watching one called The Orphanage, and it's so, I hate horror movies, okay? It's so scary. I hate it and I want to die, but I have to keep watching it because it's all in Spanish, so I have to pay attention. And we have a quiz over the movie vocab today. So I was studying that before, like 7:30 in the morning. Oh my gosh, it's literally 8 a.m. right now. Oh, why am I doing this? I don't know. Dedication, my dudes. Let's just call it that. So I haven't eaten and I'm really hungry, and now I feel like I'm just rambling. So I'm gonna get back to it. So I have an A average, right? Which is nothing special, especially because at my school, most of my friends get like A pluses in every class, which is honestly insane. So I don't feel very smart compared to them. I would say I'm more like of the dumb to average person in my friend group, which I don't know if that's because my friends are insanely smart, which they are. They're all like, I don't understand, or if that's just because I'm stupid. But you know, who knows? And I would say that my grades are like decent enough, but probably not good enough to get into a really good school. And yeah, but speaking of that, like where do we even start for colleges? I mean, my stomach needs to shut up. Like the college search is so stressful. It's like, oh my God, I don't even know. But so I've gone to a few meetings with a college counselor at my school to help narrow down what type of school I want to go to, but I don't know exactly like what schools I want to apply to, or what school. I don't have a list of schools that I'm currently looking at, which I probably need to get going on since I'm a junior and will need to do all this college prep stuff over the summer, which is really scary to think about. And yeah, so I was thinking for college that I went preferably would like to be out of state. I really don't want to go to school in Kentucky. The education system is not very good here. I think it's like the fifth, it might be like the fifth worst in the States. Yeah, I think so. But so that's exciting. And probably like a medium-sized school, nothing too small, because I've always gone to a small private school and I low-key hate it, but also nothing too big. I just want to go somewhere where there's not too many people, but enough people that I won't know everyone who I walk past, you know? And I really don't want to be on the West Coast, and also nothing south of Kentucky, preferably. And so I guess like Northeast, East Coast, maybe Midwest, I don't know. I think it'd be cool. Never mind. But and I want there to be like a real campus, not just random buildings everywhere, like some of the colleges in DC. I forget what it is, but it's either American or George Washington. They just have like random buildings thrown in around the city, and I just think that's so weird. And I don't know. And I want to be near a big city or in the city, but if I'm in the city, then I'd like to have like a campus. Like Georgetown in DC has an actual campus. That's where my older sister went. She's now a doctor, flex, but I don't think I'd want to go there. I was just looking at it because she went there. And I really want to major in psychology at the moment, but again, that's always changing, but I think this is probably what I'll stick with. And like before, I've thought of majoring in English, history, international relations, Spanish, etc. Whatever. The list goes on and on, but I've always stuck with like in the back of my mind that I'd be really good at psychology, like being a psychologist, and I just like helping people with their problems, and I think I give fairly good advice. And I really think it's super interesting just to see why people do the things they do and why people think the way they do. And I don't know, I think that's really cool. And yeah, something that I'm interested in and think I'd be good at. And you can do it anywhere, so I could live anywhere, which is cool. Not that I know where I want to live, but I mean, the option is always nice to have. And my sister is actually taking AP Psych at her boarding school. And sadly, it's not offered at my school, but she says it's literally the hardest class she's ever taken and she hates it so much. But I think I've mentioned this in a few episodes, she's not the best at understanding people's emotions, or I guess you could say reading the room. And I would say she entered into a class at something she lacks a skill in, which I mean is good for her for learning, but she says it's horrible and she hates it. And it's funny because she thought she wanted to major in psychology, and then after taking this class she was like, no way, like I am not doing that, I can't do that. I don't know, I think it's funny because whenever she said that, our whole family, when she said she wanted to major in psychology, we were all like, what? Just because we all know her and know that she would probably not be the best at that. I'm not trying to throw shade at my sister because I love her, of course, but she'd be much better at other things. We've all said she'd be a really good lawyer or whatever. She can do anything. She's really smart and works really hard. And yeah, so I feel like with schools, it's always, or at least for me, I get super caught up between like Ivy League schools, state schools, liberal, small liberal colleges, whatever. And my sister Hadley is freaking obsessed with state schools for literally no reason. I'm pretty sure it's because of the sports. She's obsessed with Kentucky basketball, and in Lexington, where I live, basketball is a huge thing because the basketball team here is usually ranked really highly. Pretty much everyone in Lexington goes to the basketball games. I've been to one my entire life, so yeah, I went to one last year with my sister, and I mean, it was fun, but my family always watches it on TV. I mean, we're not a really big sports family, but my siblings always watch the games, even when they're in Virginia for school and stuff. So I don't know if I mentioned this, but both of my siblings go to boarding school. Hadley is my twin sister, and then Reed is my younger brother. So they're both at boarding school in Alexandria, Virginia, and they really love it. And then I'm in Kentucky, just vibing over here. And so I feel super overwhelmed when thinking about Ivy League schools. I feel like that I'm not smart enough to get in. I know people that have been to Ivy League schools. For example, my aunt and my grandpa went to Princeton, and my mom is always telling me, hey, you should look at Princeton. But I'm like, I don't, I don't think you understand, but like I'm not smart enough to get in. And whenever I say that, she's like, oh my gosh, that's not true. But I mean, my parents didn't even go to really good schools. They both went to pretty, I'd say like average schools. My mom went to University of Maryland. My dad went to some small school in Kentucky because he's originally from here. And my mom, they both, my dad loved his school, and my mom says hers was fine, but she says she wouldn't suggest anyone going there. But going to Maryland let her do study abroad, and they had a really good program, and she was able to do I think a semester or two in Munich, Germany, which is really cool, and she really loved it just being in Europe. I've always thought of doing a study abroad. And I was actually supposed to go to Spain this summer, but because of Corona, it was canceled. And then they rescheduled it for last summer, and then they canceled it again because Corona's still a thing. Surprise, surprise. And yeah, so that's just really sad. I really wanted to go to Spain. But yeah. So I just feel so much pressure from my parents, specifically my mom. I know she doesn't mean to do it, but I feel it, and they want me to go to the best school that I can go to, and I just feel like I want to go to the school that I like the most, even if it might not be the best school. And I just want to go somewhere where it has a good program. I like the campus, I like the people there, I like the overall vibe, you know? And that's really hard to figure out right now, especially if you're class of 22, just 'cause you can't visit colleges right now, or most colleges. I don't think you can take like a tour. And if you have to do an interview, it's online. And I feel like most people, me including me, do better with things in person, like an interview. And also, you would get a better sense of the school from being able to take a normal tour compared to a virtual tour where it's just like a video or an interactive thing that's leading you through it. And I also feel so bad for the seniors right now because I have so many friends who had plans to visit colleges like this fall or last spring and just couldn't. So they had to decide what school they're going to without even like seeing some of the colleges, which I think is so overwhelming. And also, I'm really wanting to do early decision because I have a friend who's not, and he literally, yeah, it's Seth. So, if you listen to the Q&A with my guy best friend, I'm talking about him right now. That episode was such a meme. It was so fun. But he literally waited to the last minute to do all of his college stuff. I don't even think he started it over the summer. I mean, I don't really know, but he didn't talk about it at all. So now he's super overwhelmed. And he's also applying to like 13 schools, which is insane. I really just want to apply to like less than five. One, because I'm lazy and don't want to do that much work. And also, because I'd like to narrow down to ones that I'm really, really like, and just have maybe two schools that I really like, and then like a backup school or two, you know? But I don't know. I need to set up a meeting with my college counselor, which I was supposed to do a few weeks ago, and then I just never did. And, oopsies. So, yeah, my parents want me to go to the best school that I can go to. And I would say that they're not like the worst on applying or pushing me on it and making me feel so stressed out about it. But I have another friend whose parents obsess over college and they're obsessing over her grades. I know the person's mom told me that they check, their grades like twice a day. Like the teachers don't even update it that fast. Like I took a quiz 2 weeks ago, my teacher still hasn't put it in. And that was what I got a 70 on. So do we even, I don't even know what I have in my grades right now just because the teachers take so long to put stuff in. It's honestly insane. But also I would hate being a teacher. I don't know. I think some people would be good at it, not my vibe. And yeah, I'm just happy my parents don't obsess about it. And this girl, I feel so bad. They make her go on all these they make her visit all these colleges, even though they're not allowed to have tours. So she's just, like, walking around with no one there. And I think that's horrible. And they want her to go to all, apply to all these Ivy Leagues. And I just, that's so stressful. I don't think I'd do very well at an Ivy League. I feel like I'd be too stressed out and thinking too much that I shouldn't be here and that I'm not smart enough to be there. But maybe, like, I don't know, like a liberal college in, like, Massachusetts or something. I really love Massachusetts. To be fair, though, I've only been there over the summer, but I know it's, like, freezing, over the winter, but I'm really interested in looking at schools in Boston. I think that'd be really cool, and that Boston is a super cool city, and I have some camp friends that live there, and they absolutely love it, and there's also a lot of schools there, so if I took a trip to Boston, then I can go to multiple ones. Not Harvard, though. We're not going to visit that. That's a no-no. Also, I feel like everyone who goes to Harvard makes a point of being like, yeah, I went to Harvard. Does anyone else notice that? Like, anyone who went to an Ivy League, make sure you know. But also, pros of Ivy Leagues, you make a bunch of connections with successful people so then you can be more successful. I mean, my aunt who went to Princeton says that. She started her own law firm. She's really just, like, a baddie. She's actually the coolest person ever. Literally, she has her own Wikipedia page, and if you look her up on Google, like, she comes up, and it's her, and I don't know. I think that's so cool. And so my uncle also has his own Wikipedia page. They're low-key famous, but also not really. He was a news anchor for CNN, which is cool. And yeah, so I haven't really started looking at colleges for real, just like here and there, looking at websites, doing virtual tours, and I really need to get more serious about it. And a few weeks ago, or I don't even know, again, I lost track of time. This could have been in September. What month is it? November? Okay, this was probably in September, but I was doing virtual tours for Vanderbilt, Georgetown, things like that. And Vanderbilt, I thought I was gonna love it just because it's in Nashville and it's a really good school, but I honestly hated it. And I think that's sad. And it's also kind of Southern, which, I mean, it's not bad. I like Southern things, I guess, but I was like, no. And then Georgetown, I absolutely loved the campus. Loved everything. It was so pretty. It was, like, perfect. But also, it's in D.C., and my family lives there, and I don't really want to go to a school where I have to be in the same town as my family, which kind of sounds bad. And I don't know. I like to have my own little place, and my older sister went there, and I don't even know. Yeah, so Georgetown does have a psychology program. So I don't know, I might continue to look into that, we'll see, but again, I really want to look at Boston. I think I'd really like it there. I like Massachusetts. So yeah, and just looking at so many colleges, it's really, oh my god, my voice. It's really just overwhelming, and it's a lot to take in, and it's like, where do you even start, you know? But, yeah, it really just feels like a big deal. And I don't think it makes any sense that I have to decide my entire career path and, like, direction in life when I'm a junior, senior in high school. Like, that makes zero sense to me. Also, why does my voice sound like this now? Literally sounds like I've been screaming for 2 hours. Oh my god. Stop! Okay, I'm gonna drink water because literally love how I have to decide what college I want to go to in my whole life, but I can't even freaking drive a car. Literally, I'm almost 17 and I have my permit. I haven't gotten my restricted or my actual license. I really need to drive. I hate driving though, and that's also overwhelming and something that I might talk about, but also probably not really because I hate driving and I don't know what else there's much to say. But so pretty much, just some major takeaways in case you were zoning out this entire episode, which, I mean, I get that. Sometimes I just put on a podcast just so I can have noise and don't really listen. But if you're doing that, hello, pay attention. So pretty much, I just have no idea what's going on. Just kind of going with the flow. And it's okay that we all really have no idea what we're doing, where to start. And yeah, that's okay. We're all just trying to figure things out. It's really overwhelming for everyone else too. Remember that you're not the only one if you've been feeling this way. If you aren't overwhelmed, that's amazing. And I'm super jealous of you. And I wish I could relate. But if you are, it's okay. And if you have, or if it's accessible to you, I suggest talking to a college counselor. That really helped relieve some of my anxiety just about where to start, what type of colleges I should be looking at, what general area. He gave me a list of colleges that I could look into, and that was super helpful. And I would just suggest that too. And if you have no idea what to do, try thinking about what I said earlier, the location of the school, the size of the school, whether it has a real campus or not, what you want to major in and how that might relate to what the school is, what you can afford, you know, if you can get a scholarship at a school. In my case, I don't need to worry about that, which I know I'm super privileged. And I'm super grateful for my parents for saving enough money for me to go to any college that I want and not have to worry about it. But also, I feel bad going to a college if it's super expensive, you know? And yeah. And I'm really glad I actually ended up doing this episode, because I feel like attacking things head on. Attack. No, but just doing things head on, it really makes your anxiety it really reduces the amount of anxiety that I've had towards it. But I mean, still slightly anxious about it. I would say I'm a pretty anxious person, if you couldn't tell. And I'm just so happy I did this episode. I'm happy that you listened. I really hope this helped. I'm thinking about maybe in the future, maybe this summer or next fall, doing an update about college, what I've been thinking, the college application process, how I've been trying to do that stuff, if I had any tips, things that I wish I knew earlier. And I think that could help a lot of people out, especially for the girls that might be where I am right now, just knowing where to start and what to do. But know that right now it's okay. And if you're a sophomore, no need to worry about it. I mean, you can start looking if you want, if you like to get ahead of the game. But if you're a junior, I would suggest just taking the time here and there just to Google through colleges, do their virtual tours, see if you like it, try to decide or figure out whether or not you like the big school, the small school. But also, when we're able to visit colleges again, I think it's important to visit different types of schools. So you're going to want to visit like a big school, a school that's a rural school, a school in the city, a small liberal college, an Ivy League, whatever you have available to you. And yeah, I just think it's important about comparing and narrowing down what you really like about each school that you either visit in person when we're able or visit virtually. And just try to compile a list of that and see what you like, see what you don't like. And I think that could really help you out. And yeah. And just remember the quote of the week. Learning to be comfortable with feeling uncomfortable is one of the most liberating things you can do. So if you're uncomfortable with thinking about the future, like me, if you're uncomfortable with thinking about college, let's say you're a senior right now and are applying to college, and you don't know what to do, remember, it's okay. Just gotta face it head on. I know how scary it can be, but trust me, I'm right there with you. We're all going through this. Junior year can at times feel pretty impossible. I mean, I know the feeling. I'm sure you all do too. And if you haven't gotten there, then just enjoy everything else while you can. But I mean, there's a bunch of good things about junior year too. I'm making it sound all that bad, but it's really not. And yeah, so I hope that you liked this episode. and I know it was highly requested, so hopefully I lived up to the standard. And also, make sure to listen to last week's episode where I read a listener story about their experience with scoliosis and how it affects their relationship with their parents and their confidence and stuff. So, if you are interested in that, please go back and listen. I really enjoyed that episode. I got a lot of good feedback about that episode too, which I wasn't really expecting, which is cool. I mean, thank you, everybody. And also, next week, I'm trying to think of what I want to do, but I'm thinking of just using that poll that I had up from my Instagram story and just doing them in order. But also, I don't know if I'll do a life update. Honestly, I just put that on there because in case I didn't have any ideas. But I think next week might be something about acne and relating back to self-confidence. I know I already have an episode about that, which is actually my most popular episode, which is cool. But yeah, so if you're interested in that, stay tuned, and I hope you have the best day ever, the best week, whatever day you're listening to this. I know these episodes come out on Monday, but people listen to them throughout the week or whenever. But I hope that you liked this episode, that you're happy that you took the time to listen, because this is self-care. It's all about taking time to yourself. And thanks for just sticking around with me, and I really appreciate it. And make sure to check out all the links in the description of this episode to find my blog, newsletter, email, etc. And make sure you join my weekly newsletter. I send out an email every Sunday morning, just about like a little weekly update, what's been going on through the week, how I've been feeling, and then I give off some of my favorite things of the week, including whatever book I'm reading, some inspirational quotes, my favorite podcast, my favorite just thing of the week, which usually is the same thing, my Kindle. I'm obsessed with it. I've mentioned this before, but it's literally my little baby. I love it so much. And also follow me on Instagram at the Girly Girl Podcast if you haven't already. That way you can stay updated with whenever I post, you can see me more throughout the week. You get to stay updated on the episodes. You won't miss out on an episode. And also, if you have Apple Podcasts, make sure to turn on the notification for my podcast so you can also stay updated. And yeah, send me an email if you need any advice about anything and want it to be covered in an episode. And I'll make sure to cover your story and help you out in one of my upcoming episodes. Or also, if you just have a topic suggestion, DM me, email me. Or if you have some constructive criticism, email, DM me, whatever. I'd love hearing from you. Receiving emails and DMs of people who listen to my podcast honestly makes my day. Like, it's the best feeling ever, knowing that people actually listen and that people are really resonating with what I say. And that just means a lot to me. And I appreciate you listening so much. So, again, have an amazing week. Remember that you are loved and that it's okay to be overwhelmed and just take a break, take a breather, and know that I'm right there with you and we're all struggling. Okay, bye!